Happy Thursday. Happy February 1st. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Happy 2024. I hope you all had a wonderful January, a wonderful start to the year so far. And I just wanted to get on here with a quick nugget to share with you about going forward in this season and, you know, what we really should be leaning into for this month and for the rest of the year, really. And many of us have already experienced this, you know, last year, in the past. As you grow, people are not going to grow with you. It's always going to be someone or something that refuses to evolve, change, or elevate. And sometimes you have to know when it's time to let go. You have to just understand that some people are not willing to evolve. They're not willing to grow or change or be better for themselves, really. And unfortunately, you have a decision to make. And that decision is either you're going to grow or you're going to allow yourself to remain stuck just like that individual is stuck in whatever season they can't seem to come out of. You know, they still living in that particular time frame, that season of their life, and they cannot move forward. And don't hinder yourself when you, God is calling you to do more or be more or just grow more, whatever it is that God may be leading you to do. It is better for you to do what God said for your life than to not. I mean, you know, simple, right? It sounds simple, but for many people, it's not simple, you know? And that's something that I've struggled with. I know many of you have struggled with this too. You know, you love people and you want them, you want to take everybody with you, you know? When everyone with you on the journey, you know, grow with me. Come on, I've known you forever, or whatever the case may be. And unfortunately, some roads come to an end, and that can be painful, but it is necessary, right? You know, it is necessary, and I would count it wisdom, and I've been saying count it all joy, you know, because just know that as long as you are growing, as long as you are evolving, you are moving forward, you are on the right path for your life, and anything that is, you know, meant for you, you will have. And just keep going, keep moving forward, and allow God to do his thing. I'm super excited about God really doing his thing in your life. In my life, I believe that God has some amazing things that await us, and certain things, certain blessings. What is the word? It's early, guys. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that I get this out to you. But there are certain blessings that are on a time release. What do I mean by that? You know, there are some blessings that will come when you align with this or that, right? It's like God may not release it to you until you align with what you're supposed to align with, and then he'll release it, because God's good purpose is still active. God's good purpose is still active and well, and he wants it to come to pass for your life and how he created us and what he created us for. And some blessings are just on a time release. I believe that you get some blessings when you connect with certain individuals that you're supposed to connect with. I believe that God releases certain blessings when you have children. There are certain things that he releases in that time frame. I believe that. I believe that God has a good purpose for everything that he wants to bring into your life. And we must be willing to align, to move forward. Yes, some things may not, you know, work out how we may have wanted it or how we could have possibly foreseen it happening, right? With our in the heart of our hearts, we really wanted something to be a certain way, and it didn't happen, and it disappointed us, and it made us upset, and yes, it hurt. Okay, yes, it hurt, you know. But guess what? You're still here, and you have the opportunity to keep moving forward, or you can stay stuck in what happened or what didn't happen. You know, you can stay stuck there, or you can move forward and embrace all that God really has for you. And I know it's easier said than done. I get it. I absolutely get it. But it's necessary. It's necessary for your life's purpose to be able to be the alchemist, almost, you know, to shift the trajectory, to participate in the shifting of the trajectory of your life. You know, it's a lot of people who, you know, yeah, we believe God, they're just praying or whatever the case may be. But God wants us to participate in moving forward, in shifting the trajectory, in being that alchemist, that change maker in our own world, right? And then we are that in other people's worlds as well, you know, and being willing to hear him and obey his leading. Because guess what? Wisdom was with God when he formed the earth. So why do people think they don't need it? I'm trying to figure it out. When he formed the earth, he had wisdom with him. So why do we as individuals feel as though we don't need wisdom? We don't want to listen to wisdom. We'll listen to everybody else but God. Gosh, I don't even want to get so deep this morning. But it's the truth. You know, it's like we listen to everyone else. Everyone else is in our ear but God. That's crazy. We look at what other people are doing, how they're moving, operating. Oh, they're in church. Oh, it seems like everything is going so great for this individual. You know, and don't get me wrong, God uses us people as examples of what to do or whatever the case may be, or how to move or how to be. We are the example, right? Of God, of Jesus, of how he flowed, and we should be more like him. But, you know, I'll get into that another day of what it is about really truly being like Jesus. You know, people think that you're not going to have problems, or you're not going to go through things, or if you're going through something, that you must not be doing something right. And that is not the case. You know, Jesus went through it, honey. Okay. I mean, they were really trying to understand, who is this Son of God? No, he didn't. No, he didn't say that. What is he doing? Healing people, performing miracles? Are you kidding me? You know, and they were afraid. They were afraid of the truth. Because Jesus was the truth. He was the way, you know. And they thought, wait a minute, you know, we are just so super religious. This cannot be happening, right? But we'll talk about that another day. But I say that because Jesus was the truth. His Father, God, he obeyed and listened to his leading for his purpose in the earth. God had wisdom with him when he created the earth. Even God had wisdom, used wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And I believe that that was the example for us to lean into his voice, his leading wisdom. You know, sometimes we can get so caught up in our own way, you know, how we feel about a thing, that we miss God's leading. We can't hear God leading us because, I don't do this like this. No, But God says his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So what if God might be telling you that you need to do this? But because you are set in your ways, I've been doing this. And you know God telling you something to do. And you just so stuck in whatever, you know. You don't do it. You know, that's just rebellion, disobedience. Because you have to be open to allowing God to show you things and to open things up to you. We don't even know the fullness of God's mind. We think just because we read this Bible that we have, and it's only a part. It's not even the fullness, you know.